Welcome to Meet the Candidates, a public service of WTZQ Radio. This is a platform to hear from candidates who are running in the upcoming general election to be held on November the 3rd. Now, here is your Meet the Candidates host, former publisher of the Hendersonville Times News and director of Vision Henderson County, Ruth Burge.
Welcome to Meet the Candidates. I'm your host, Ruth Burge. Today, I am speaking with Kathy Revis, who is running for Henderson County School Board. Hi, Kathy. It's so good to talk with you.
Hi, Ruth. The same here.
Thank you. Thank you. Why in the world are you running for school board?
Well, as we just talked a little before this interview started, I don't think I'm the kind of person who can retire. And I've been an educator for over 41 years. And I have experience in K-12 as a teacher, an assistant principal, an elementary and high school principal. And my last 17 plus years, I served as assistant superintendent for Henderson County Public Schools in the area of curriculum and instruction. During the last 10 years, I also have been teaching at Gardner-Webb University in the graduate program. It's a principal preparatory program and licensure program, and I have enjoyed working at the university level as well, and I continue to do that even in my retirement. When I retired from the school system, I also worked 2.5 years with our local WCCA Head Start NC Pre-K program, which was a new world to me and opened up a lot of new information about early childhood and its importance in school readiness and in child development. And finally, I'm currently serving as a trustee at Blue Ridge Community College. So I don't think I've slowed down, but I love education. I believe in education, and that's why I'm here.
With all of that experience on that side of the education system, how would you translate that into becoming a school board? What kinds of things are you going to bring to the school board side of education?
Well, I think I bring a broad perspective of educational experience from early childhood education, community college, and graduate school. And so I think I can bring a broad perspective of experiences to the school board. I've watched school boards work and watched them collaborate and deliberate over decisions. And I believe I'm a good collaborator. I seek to understand issues and collect facts and gather information before making a decision. But I understand how school boards work, and being at every school board meeting the last 17 years that I worked in the school system, I understand how school boards work, and I understand when you have a strong collaborative school board focused on what's best for children, I've seen how powerful those school boards can be. And I want to be a part of that. I just think that's a natural next thing for me to do. And so and finally, I have to say that I'm a grandparent and I have 3 grandchildren, excuse me, who are currently in the school system. And so I'm keenly interested in the continued quality of education, not only for my grandchildren, but for all children and families in our community.
You've certainly got all sides of this, that's for sure. As we look at where we are sitting right now, what do you think are the biggest issues, situations that's facing the school system at this time?
Well, outside of COVID-19, and of course that's on everyone's mind now, how to open schools up safely. And I think we could talk this whole interview about that.
Yes, we could.
I think our school board has done a really solid job at listening to the experts, at looking at the metrics within our community and making those decisions to slowly get our students back to school, because that's where they need to be, particularly our K-2 students. I was so excited to see our early elementary students be able to go back to school. And of course, I have to say our school board and our school leaders were very mindful of the fact that we do have parents who don't feel comfortable in returning their children to school and giving them the virtual option. So other than that stuff, I think, you know, we are going to have to start looking at ways for more and more children to access high quality early childhood programs. And I'm not sure that that is the responsibility of a public school board as much as it is to be in collaboration with those early childhood experts in our community, such as WCCA there, in broadening and being able to have enough high quality preschool experiences for the children in our community. So I think that's got to be in the top three.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
The other thing is we've got to continuously find ways to recruit new teachers into our community, into our schools, and to retain the teachers that we already have and grow them and help them become the best they can be within their chosen profession. And I think that recruitment and retention has to be in the priority list somewhere, the top three, because that's where the magic happens. That's where the rubber meets the road, is that classroom teacher and his or her relationships with those students and the engaging instruction that they can provide and wonderful learning environments. So we have to put our focus and keep our focus at that classroom level.
That brings up another subject for me, if you will, please. What about the virtual learning? What good and bad has come from that?
Well, I think it's a great option for a lot of students. And I think there's just some parents and students who are almost going to demand post-COVID that we have some type of virtual offering for students. Because I think it does fill a niche and it does fill a need within some families and some communities. There's good and bad. You know, going back to my experience with teaching at Gardner Webb, we've done online virtual learning for 5 years exclusively. And it is more difficult to become engaged with your students. It is more difficult to build those relationships. And it's almost as if you have to be accessible to your students 24/7. And that's unrealistic for our teachers to be accessible 24/7. But I think it's just difficult to have those relationships and to build those relationships virtually, much more difficult than it is face to face. And I think that our early elementary children learn by doing, and they have to manipulate, they have to touch, they have to feel, they have to see things, and they're very concrete learners at that age. And so I think for them, virtual is not as strong an option as it is for our high school and young adults, and even adults that I teach in graduate school. But I think that's one of the drawbacks, that we don't always have our students as engaged in the learning that we like for them to be, just because we're doing it in a different modality.
Kathy, if our listeners would want to find out more about your platform, more about you, do you have a Facebook page, a website, email, something that they could contact or look at?
Well, I don't have a Facebook page or website, and which I probably should have, but my email is kgrevis, R-E-V-I-S, mm-hmm. 3@gmail.com.
Good.
And I would love for anyone to get in touch with me that way.
Good.
And, you know, I guess I'm from the age that I don't do websites. I know that most voters do look at websites, so that's one thing I need to probably get busy on, Ruth.
Well, but if you'll take questions on your at your email, that would be fine.
Oh, absolutely.
Good, good. Okay, wonderful. Kathy, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Ruth.
You've been listening to Meet the Candidates on WTZQ with host Ruth Burge. All local candidates who are running in the upcoming election to be held on November the 3rd have been contacted to participate. Equal time will be made available for all candidates.